Ted returned Bobby's copy of Ring Around the Sun. In this book, he said, Mr. Simak postulates the idea that there are a number of worlds like ours. Not other planets, but other Earths. Parallel Earths in a kind of ring around the sun. A fascinating idea. Yeah, Bobby said. He knew about parallel worlds from other books, from the comics as well. Ted Brodigan was now looking at him in a thoughtful, speculative way. What? Bobby asked, feeling suddenly self-conscious. See something green, his mother might have said. For a moment, he thought Ted wasn't going to answer. He seemed to have fallen into some deep and dazing train of thought. Then he gave himself a little shake and sat up straighter. Nothing, he said. I have a little idea. Perhaps you'd like to earn some extra money. Not that I have much, but yeah, cripes, yeah. There's this bike. He almost went on and stopped himself. Best keep yourself to yourself, was yet another of his mom's sayings. I'd do just about anything you wanted. Ted Brodigan looked simultaneously alarmed and amused. It seemed to open a door to a different face somehow, and Bobby could see that, yeah, the old guy had once been a young guy. One with a little sass to him, maybe. That's a bad thing to tell a stranger, he said, and although we've progressed to Bobby and Ted, a good start, we're still really strangers to each other. Did either of those Johnson guys say anything about strangers? Not that I recall. But here's something on the subject from the Bible. For I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence. Ted trailed off for a moment. The fun had gone out of his face, and he looked old again. Then his voice firmed, and he finished. Before I go hence and be no more. Book of Psalms, I can't remember which one. Well, Bobby said, I wouldn't kill or rob anyone, don't worry. But I'd sure like to earn some money. Let me think. Ted said, let me think a little. Sure. But if you've got chores or something, I'm your guy. I'll tell you that right now. Chores? Maybe. Although that's not the word I would have chosen.